This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Sam DuPont and Audrey Beautice were once mild-mannered USF PhD students who gave science demonstrations in Hillsborough County elementary schools. Then they had an idea. They'd reach more students if they made videos. DuPont says inspiration struck while they waited in line at Disney World.
First, we were like, oh, pirates. And we're like, nah, that's not good. And then we were like, clowns. And we're like, oh, that's a little too juvenile. And then we were like, I got it. Superheroes.
So they enlisted classmate Robert Baer and came up with their characters.
I am Megabyte, because it was a lab accident and they had to reconstruct some stuff in my brain, so I'm pretty smart.
I am Sublimation, and my power is that I can go directly from me to a gas.
I play superconductor, and my main power is actually conduction of heat and also electricity.
And together we form the Scientific League of Superheroes!
Scientific League of Superheroes!
Yes, the Scientific League of Superheroes. Scientists transformed into caped marvels battling their archenemy, Dr. Entropy. But Audrey, aka Sublimation, says their real mission is getting students to love science.
As somebody who likes science, I'll watch the most boring science video ever. But if I don't love science, what makes me watch something that I can grow and learn as a scientist? So we thought that superheroes is something that can engage and pull those students in.
Episode 8, Galaxies, take 37.
Galaxies are a gigantic collection of stars that have all sorts of different shapes and are found all throughout the universe.
The trio is producing a series of 20-minute long superhero training network videos. And while the episodes are heavy on comic book effects and storylines, DuPont says the most important thing is getting the science right.
We follow the Hillsborough County school curriculum very closely, and that's where we feel it's very important. So the teachers actually can use our videos in the classroom without kind of getting off track with what they actually need to accomplish with the students.
Good morning, trainees.
Good morning.
Is that all you got for us this morning?
Good morning.
The superheroes also continue to make in-class visits to the four Hillsborough County schools currently using the videos. We caught up with them as they visited fifth graders at Maniscalco Elementary in Lutz.
This is what happens when you make air really, really cold. So just like water, it's a liquid.
The hour-long presentation is fast-paced, with lots of questions for the students, as well as two hands-on experiments. Fifth grader Madeline Macaluso.
It was fun to get the hands-on learning experience and just be able to kind of do it yourself to make you seem like a real scientist.
The league's work is paying off. Maniscalco teacher Michelle Clinton says her students' test scores improved after only a few visits.
We took our mid-year assessment in December. We noticed a huge, huge jump in our students' knowledge, data-wise, in conductors and insulators, for example. And that was one of the main things that they did when they came out in October.
As for the future, UT says they're going to try to expand the program.
We envision putting a complete product in schools next year to do kind of like a pilot study of it. So we're hoping to create a video series that can be utilized in elementary schools everywhere, even in Florida, the nation, however far we can get it.
However, there's a bit of kryptonite that's sapping the strength of our heroes. The National Science Foundation grant that funds their work runs out this summer. But no matter what, the Scientific League of Superheroes' mission won't change. Megabyte says they just want young people to realize that there's a world of knowledge waiting for them.
When they start looking at what we do and say, I want to do what you do when I grow up, that's all the reward I could ever ask for.
To see the league's videos and for a link to their website, please visit WUSF.org and click on the University Beat link. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.